This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, we are live at Flowery Branch where today Jalen Walker made his way into the facility along with James Pierce for the first time after being drafted last night. And Mike and I had a chance to visit with both of these gentlemen. The level of excitement, though, man, it's real. And, you know, Jalen, it's funny, Mike, because I guess, you know, being at Georgia helps a little bit, right? He's like, I don't feel pressure. And knowing that a lot of folks feel like, hey, you are one of the reasons why this team's going to take the next step, that's pressure. But Jalen's like, no, I'm good. I don't feel it.
Right.
James Pierce came in here and said, look, I just want to get out there, compete, and make plays. Both guys are excited to be here, and we're excited to have them. Last night's draft, guys, I thought was bananas, but for us –
right.
It was one of the most fascinating drafts we've had in a very long time.
Yeah, man. I talked to Carl on Friday, we talked about, you know, like the year we found out we were moving up from 5 to 1. We're going to get Mike Vick in here, and people were electrified by that. You know, I mean, there's certain years where, you know, I mean, 16, at the time, we didn't realize, wow, we're going to get three rookies that are all going to contribute. We're going to the Super Bowl this year.
Yes.
You know, that was the year we picked up Alex Mack, you know, in free agency. But this one, when you've got a need that everybody in the league, everybody in Atlanta knows we're one of the worst teams in getting the quarterback on the ground historically, and you double down on it and you go get it. Now, again, last night when you saw Jalen Walker, the only thing which had most Atlantans going bananas was, what's the holdup, Swole Up? Let's get him on the stage. But they were fielding calls because Terry equivocated when Randy asked him earlier today about, was Pierce the pick at 15? Pierce was the pick at 15.
Was he?
I think Pierce, they were going after Pierce at 15. I really do. And my spidey sense tells me that. But once Jalen Walker's there, I mean, obviously, you don't miss up on a talent like that. And then they just then did the deal with the Rams to get back and get their guy.
Either way, you could not pass up Jalen Walker sitting in front of you. And I think that changed the whole perspective. See, this is why the mock drafts are fun, but you just don't know.
Right.
And when you say, hey, I'm going to go get this guy, that guy, and this guy, and then you can do it. And look, I said this. Learn the players. It's great. But last night was a prime example of what? I mean, here's the deal, for example. You look at what the Saints did. Everybody's talking about quarterback, Mike. They
went
offensive line. They've got to rebuild their offensive and defensive lines.
Right.
In our division, the Carolina Panthers draft a wide receiver. Do you guys realize Bryce Young was sacked 62 times in his rookie year? Like, I'm going, what are they doing right now?
That's the one that surprised me because, yes, they want to get more playmakers for their quarterback. But on all the mock drafts, to your point about mock drafts, that's where Jalen Walker was going. Jalen Walker was going to Carolina, or they were going to go offensive line if it wasn't. But like 75% of the drafts, Jalen Walker was gone to one of those teams. There was some mock drafts where, you know, even the Bears were going to go. By the way, Colston Loveland?
Over
Ty Warren?
I was shocked. That one
kind of surprised me. We talk about the elite tight ends, the Penn State tight end, considered the better athlete in many people's mocks. But anyway, getting back to Jalen Walker, we had him in conversation. He's impressive as hell. You know, we've interviewed a lot of guys, and some guys, literally, Carl, they come out of the box, and they're ready to go. And that's, you know, if you're a Georgia fan and you hear that conversation, a lot of guys are hitting us up going, one guy, James, is up on the text line going, man, I'm proud of Kirby, I'm proud of the program, when you hear a guy like that. And I'm sure the same is being said with Mykal Williams in San Francisco.
Well, I think part of that, too, is, Mike, again, the access to these guys, we don't hear them a lot.
Right.
We just don't. I mean, you know, Kirby's practices are closed, right? When the season starts, you don't get access. when the games roll around after the game, depending on how the game goes, you get a chance to hear them. But Kirby has talked rant and raved about Jalen Walker's leadership, and I just, you sense it. I feel it when he came in here. And guys, I'm not getting ready for a game. It's just certain guys have that aura. That aura. That's exactly right. And that is something you're getting with Jalen Walker. Outside of the fact, by the way, the most important part, he's a hell of a player. Like, the intangibles are there, and somebody said, all right, well, what are we really getting? Dukes, I kept hearing you talk about the size thing. Yeah, it's my concern. I asked Jalen that. He said, I heard it all my life. It's not my issue. I'm not worried about it. So he's heard, hey, you're too small to set the edge. You're going to be taking on these big tackles. Can you do it? Well, guys, he did it, and he did it at the highest level. So for him to be a top 15 pick in the NFL draft, he's going to be all right. But I said, Mike, the thing that I'm curious about is Jalen Walker's versatility. He brings so much to the table. How are we going to use him? And I said, with James Pierce, you just simply say, hey, you're an edge rusher, do what you've done. That's the easy part. With Jalen, and I think Brick alluded to this today, there was a video that was out where he was talking last night, or maybe it was early today, about getting him in the building and kind of understanding and molding and shaping him and helping him grow. And I found that interesting, because what he's saying, in my opinion, is we got a hell of a player, but, man, what does he do best? And let's make sure we use him in that way.
Right. And, you know, we talked about the size element earlier. I mentioned a bunch of linebackers. Jesse Tuggle was 5'11", okay? One of the great Falcons of all time, undrafted free agent linebacker. So, look, either you got it or you don't. This guy's got it. You say, and, again, if you want to talk about going up against the elites, everybody's singing the praises of all these Texas linemen. These guys were beating them up all day.
Did you see him laughing when I asked him about Banks?
Yes.
Calvin Banks got drafted by the Saints last night.
And so you'll be seeing him twice a year.
Yeah, and he went before Jalen, and Jalen's like, all these guys are great players, and I'll see him again.
Yes.
but he laughed, and you guys were not on camera, so you didn't see it.
You didn't see his eye, the way the gleam in his eye.
But I was like, you know, the Saints take Banks, and he just was like, ha, ha, ha. But bottom line is, yeah, man, he got after it, and the level of competition speaks for itself. We're super excited. We're going to take some of your phone calls coming up at 520 here at 404-726-0929. As we've been asking, what's your level of enthusiasm? Either your opinion is the same, which I don't understand, or it's changed. It should have changed after last night.
It's just a matter of, did you want James Pierce or did you have another guy in mind? We did not. We talked about James Pierce a lot, but we specifically got into Mike Green a lot more, Ezeraku, who hasn't been drafted yet from Boston College. Green hasn't been drafted. The character issues thing scared people from Green. That's the only explanation. We'll see how quickly he goes tonight. But with me, I was dialed in on Green or Ezeraku. So and never in a million years thought we'd get Jalen Walker. So that was like, wow, that was Christmas came early. I said to Carl earlier in the show, it's like you're 8 years old and you got Evel Knievel and you got G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip. Now, we don't know as much, unless you're a Tennessee fan, about Pierce Jr. And the knock on him, Carl, is immaturity. And you asked the question, it got out there about, does it, you love football? You know, because immediately guys hit us up and go, oh, no, it's Vic Beasley 2.0. And that was probably my gut reaction last night. But after further review and seeing more analysis, talking to some friends up there in Knoxville, look, he's not as polished as Jalen Walker, but he's still a two-time All-SEC first-team edge rusher. He gets after it. You know, you got to work on some of the skills, but, I mean, they certainly did their work. They believe in him. So, yes, there's a risk. You know, a lot of folks aren't as confident about that part of it, but Terry Fontenot said, look, they believe in this guy. They rolled the dice. And, again, if we're in the playoffs next year, you're not going to be that worried about that 27th or 26th, whatever draft pick.
No, look, the draft always works that way, right? When it doesn't work the way that we had hoped, we go, what a terrible pick that was. And Terry owned that today, by the way. He was like, if this doesn't work, it's a bad pick. Like, you go, okay, you gave up a lot for a guy that didn't pan out. But if you have the conviction that, hey, he is going to be everything that we expect him to, we're going to put the work in and we're going to coach him up,
right,
then you do what you do. And that's the beauty of this, man. They're all going to get a chance to prove it. They all get a chance to prove it. Speaking of how good our draft was last night, I found this very funny. On NFL Network, Gerald McCoy, who played for Tampa, guys, first thing out of his mouth last night as he was talking about this draft, and they come on and like, all right, you know, who had a great night? And it's like typical, you know, studio fodder. And Gerald McCoy, listen to what he said about our Falcons.
You know what? As much as it pains me, I have to go with the NFC South foe, and I have to go with the Atlanta Falcons. One thing that I believe that Raheem Morris also believes is in order to build a team, you got to get somebody who can throw the ball, that can pass the ball, and somebody who can go get the passer. And Raheem Morris has followed that mold all the way back to when he was the head coach in Tampa. He drafted Josh Freeman. First and second round, the next two drafts, he drafted defensive linemen. Right. He did the same thing here, but what I love about them tonight is they drafted smart. I know personally that they wanted James Pierce.
Right.
But because of everything that was happening with James Pierce over the draft process, they knew he would be there. So they waited. And they got the hometown kid and Jalen Walker, who's right there. They had eyes on him all year. They got an edge guy who can go get the passer. What do? You trade up and go get the guy you wanted all along. You partner him with James Pierce. And last year, second to last in sacks, bottom 10 defense. They know they needed to go get rushers. They addressed the need and got the guys that they wanted. Yeah. So if I have to pick somebody who won the draft tonight, I'm going with the Atlanta Falcons.
How can you argue with that? Like, that's Gerald McCoy, and he said it pains me because, again, he's a Tampa Bay Buck. But the deal, and here's the argument, and this is what some people will say. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. They will say that if you believe what McCoy is saying about Pierce potentially being there later, and specifically in the second round, then did you necessarily have to make this trade to back up into the first to go get him? Mm-hmm. You already had Jalen.
Right.
The concerns that he's talking about, which is why people were saying, all right, Pierce may be there early in the second, just like Mike Green is now, did you have to do this? That is what people will argue about, Mike. The answer is we'll never know. We won't know.
Now, again, guys, we've got the third-round pick. It's 101st, so it's near the end of the third round tonight. And, again, you guys know that they basically we took our second-rounder, gave it to them, and we got a first-rounder next year, which we're not going to have. We always say, blank those picks. It's great when it works because the Rams made it work. They're in the Super Bowl. They won. You know, they're in 2-1-1. And certainly it's been a philosophy. Now we've got everything you guys wanted. Now maybe Pierce, that's the only argument maybe is Pierce wasn't your guy. But now you're going to find out more about him. And as I said, I said to Carl, I'm not going to spend the entire season bellyaching about this. I wanted some other guys. They went with Pierce. They believe in him. And we'll see where it goes. But you have to have some degree of risk. They feel this guy was worth it. If not, then if we don't make the playoffs, someone's going to be out of a job. We know that. I think, Carl, if this edge rush works, and just curious how we address the corners, are we going to be in play for Jalen Ramsey? Are they going to clear some space?
Do you prefer that over getting one of these corners in the draft?
I tell you what, you got to figure out how much you're willing to pay him. Brian McFadden agrees with me. His skills have gone down a little bit, but he's still better than Mike Hughes.
Okay.
But if you go get him, how do we restructure that? I mean, you really do feel it's a shorter window with Jalen Ramsey.
It is.
But, man, Ramsey with A.J. Terrell and Hughes in the nickel, it's pretty good, right? With this pass rush, you concerned about defensive tackle? Because on all the mocks, all the big DTs
that's
are
what
gone.
That's what I want.
You really
get.
Can't get the defensive tackle we want, other than the kid from Nebraska. And I mocked that earlier. There's a couple guys we can look at. But Abe thinks we're going to move up. Abe's producing us today. I don't know about that, but there are some guys. Jamari Caldwell out of Oregon.
Well, look.
By the way, Harmon, that was his teammate. Big guy, 340 pounds.
Yes, but to Abe's point, like if you're all in right now, which it seems like we are, go do this and let's be done.
Right.
Seriously. No.
Right.
What are we going to wait around for a seventh-round pick on Saturday late afternoon? Like, seriously.
Right.
Let's go all in. Give up the rest of whatever we have to do. Let's get back in tonight early enough to do what you're talking about.
Right.
Which is to go get, hopefully, an impactful DT. Let's go all in. And then you say, wait a minute, look at our depth. Now, one thing we won't have next year when you start talking about all these guys, because, again, Rook's going his second year, but he only played a limited amount of games. Bryce didn't play, or Trice, that is.
Right.
Experience. That's one thing we're going to be talking about when we get to camp this year, because you're getting two guys that we just had in here, the rookies. But that doesn't matter. Athletically, team speed has increased. Mm. Your playmaking has increased. Some of that stuff makes up for all that experience stuff, Mike. So, again, everybody talks about the Rams defense, and I told you guys, they're the least inexpensive defense in the league, and they're loaded.
Right.
And that's where Rodgers came from a couple of years ago, who helped build that defense. So I think that's kind of the mold of what you're trying to do here, is you're bringing in all these young guys, yes, interspersed with some vets. But, Mike, I think that's the play. I'm with Abe. Let's just go all in tonight.
All right. And, by the way, if we do stand pat and it's chalk and we're going third round, fourth round, in the third round or potentially even in the fourth round, Ty Robinson, 6'6", 310. out of Nebraska for a defensive tackle to pair with Rook, and maybe if Onyemata's still here, if we do move Onyemata off, if we won't, we're going to try to make room for Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey, if you guys don't remember, 2 weeks ago, big mutual appreciation society between him and Raheem Morris, played for him with the Rams.
Yeah, no doubt.
Mutual interest.
You guys can hit us up and let us know what you think. 404-726-0929. We want to take your phone calls. We want to talk to you. It is Dukes and Bell Live at Flowery Branch, guys, as we talk about the first round of the draft and where this team is headed. I mean, tonight is going to be interesting, too. Now, you know what? I'm tuned because I want to see if Terry does something else.
Right.
I really do. I want to see if he's willing to say, you know what? Yeah, I am going to go all in and forget about whatever else other picks that we might have. 404-726-0929. Chris will get you on the phones, guys. We're going to talk to you guys coming up here and get your thoughts. What's your level of enthusiasm, man? If it's not 10, I don't know what to tell you.
And, Carl, I got to admit something to you.
What's that, bro?
Earlier this spring.
What's that?
I lied to you.
What?
I'll tell you.
Okay. That's on the way. Coverage of the NFL draft continues on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game all the way through the final pick Saturday at 6 p.m. Don't forget, we've got pick-by-pick coverage. We're taking your reaction calls after the draft. It's brought to you by our friends at our Honda dealers, guys, our local Honda dealers, and by One Nation. Buy four windows, get four free. The NFL draft continues on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
It's all about our Falcons. First round in the books. What happens the rest of the way? We are here for it. It's Dukes and Bell live at Flowery Branch, guys. And we've been talking to you all day at 404-726-0929. And we want to continue our conversation. If you're just tuning in for the first time today, you missed Jalen Walker. You missed James Pierce, who both stopped by the show. Both of those interviews online at Odyssey.com, by the way. But where are you at with this team? Have your opinions changed maybe of the front office? Mike, we asked the other day about the faith and trust that you had in this front office. Look,
right.
For those of you who said let Terry cook, I think he cooked last night, okay? I think last night was an example of, man, I want him to do something bold. He did. Now, you, on the other hand, Mike, you can't right. say, well, I want to be bold, but not this bold.
Yeah, I mean, and it's funny because, you know, what's the old Italian saying they use in The Sopranos? So we got some Falcon fans walking around with a ham under their arm complaining they got no bread.
That's right.
You know what I mean? It's like, come on, we got good things happening here. We know what we believe in Penix Jr., small sample size, but we believe in it. They certainly believe in him. We know the weapons we've got accumulated because we drafted so high. We got studs. Bijan won me my fantasy league, Carl. We got dudes. And now we've addressed the biggest hole on the team. And, you know, here's the other thing. All this Atlanta-itis crap that always permeates the sports conversation, like, oh, man, of course we get the first pick the year after Wemby, things like that. Jalen Walker fell to you. The leader of the Georgia Bulldogs, the Butkus Award winner, fell to us at 15. So maybe the worm is freaking turning, right?
No doubt.
Hello?
Yeah, I think every preacher this Sunday worth his salt will be saying, we have been blessed. We are highly favored that the football gods have spoken. No, Mike, you're absolutely right. What else can you say about one of, if not the best players in this draft, just being there? And you go, wait a minute, we didn't have to move to get him. We didn't have to give draft compensation to go get him. We didn't have to do, pay a lot of money to get him. Like, it's just a perfect scenario. And finally, something went our way last night. And then the bold move to move back into the first round. All right, 404-726-0929 is the number. Real quick before we grab your phone calls, you've lied to me?
Yeah, I lied to you back in the end of the season. I think it was right after we lost that horrible game to the Panthers where we had no pass rush and we made, you know, Bryce Young look like Terry Bradshaw. And I said to you that on that Monday, I said, you know, next year when we're out at Flowery Branch and then we do the show at Hooters in Mall of Georgia, no more hype, man.
You did say that.
No more excitement for me.
You did say that.
I said,
that.
Pragmatic, Mike. I'm going to be just very low key. You're going to say, how about so-and-so? Yeah, whatever. See you when I see it.
Yeah.
On the field. Okay, I'm pretty excited. I mean, I even shot the I shot the video today. Yeah, man, I had my own guy. I had Green. I had a couple of guys I liked. I mean, the Pierce thing, I'm wrapping my head around it. But I'm just excited. I mean, this is it. I'm excited. I'm juiced. And so, yes, all those things I said, I lied to you. I will be hyped. I will be, like, totally giddy and saying everything that I always say every summer watching these guys practice.
All right, look, and I'm looking at the phones at 404-726-0929. Y'all not excited? Every day we come on this radio station and we talk about all these different things in our wonderful city,
right.
And more times than not, it's womp, womp.
Right.
And on a day where we feel like, hey, this thing might be moving in the right direction, you don't have anything to say? All afternoon we've been talking to you guys. 404-726-0929. Get on the phone and let's talk, because I want to know where you're at. All this conversation, Mike, if we would have done the wrong thing, right, we couldn't have enough phone lines today.
Right. So where do you fall on this? How excited are you? What do you think? Okay? I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you at? Because this was one for the ages, man. I just think things like this rarely happen. I mentioned the excitement that we got about Mike Vick because everyone had to wait a year to see him. Remember,
right,
played in that Sugar Bowl, then played another season at Va Tech. Now you got a guy. You've seen Jalen Walker's entire career in Athens. You've seen this guy win a national championship, be the captain of that team. Kirby, by the way, someone just tweeted, I just saw that. Kirby has now got more players in the NFL, first-round picks, than he has losses at Georgia.
Do you know what he said about that, Mike?
Go Dawgs.
Because so, that's all Kirby ever said.
All I did the month of March was bellyache about we don't draft Georgia Bulldogs. We've had like seven guys selected in like decades for this team.
Go Dawgs.
You know, the highest, you know, by the way, interesting point, Jalen Walker becomes the highest Bulldog drafted since Akeem Dent in the third round.
Unbelievable.
Think about that long and hard, man.
All right, here we go. We're going to jump on the phones. Thank you. Atlanta, what is going on? Like, we should be so damn psyched right now. Like, there are other teams, and Mike and I brought up a couple, that are literally going, what did that team just do in the first round? Our team just had an amazing first round. How the rest of the draft goes, I don't know. But these are the table setters when you start talking about pillars to moving your team in the right direction. Frank, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Frank, what's your level of excitement? Hey, man.
25. I almost said some 25, Duke. Guys, I am so hyped. And shout out to Sunny Barbecue and Morrow. They let me stay in there to watch the Falcons draft. Then I told them I'm going to tip everybody when I come back. Man, I am so hyped. Harry cooked today. He cooked some gumbo up in there today, even though I ain't a Louisiana fan. But he cooked some gumbo last night, baby. And we ready to do it. We all ready to get our season ticket, and we ready for the tailgate, baby. Rise up, baby.
That's what I want.
That's what we're talking
Bring
about.
Bring the heat, man.
No, man. Look,
that's it.
If you don't feel good today, again, just turn in your Falcon ticket, your Falcon right. card. I'll take it, all right, and we'll just you can go join some other fan base. This thing feels good. Tinker, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, Tinker, what's going on? How you feeling?
Hey, man.
Oh, Tinker.
Oh, Tinker, man, your Radio Shack bag phone is crapping out, man.
Tinker, check
back
your provider,
come
Playboy.
On,
come on.
That's
Craig, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Craig, how are you feeling about the Falcons? Hey, man.
Hey, man, I'm totally excited. I'm ecstatic. About the second time I felt like this, last time with Mike Vick when we got him, I'm a 10 out of 10. Looking forward to it. It was an awesome night. Nervous when they went to pick, before they picked him, they waited the whole time. And I'm sitting there going, I know we can't screw this up. Please don't screw this up. I'm super stoked. Once they made the pick, I ran in there and woke my wife up, scared her, and told her, we finally picked the Georgia Bulldog. But I'm super hyped.
Right.
It's
right.
Great. Thank you so much. And look, I think a lot, in fact, I know, a lot of people did exactly what you did last night. Because it was really, can you believe it type moment.
It
really was. So
we talked about Andy and Randy. You can go on the app. We replayed it earlier today, by the way, in the 3 o'clock hour. So we get the credit for the ratings, but use the app and rewind. But Andy and Randy were asking him, and they said, hey, you know, if Pierce, you know, if Jalen Walker hadn't fallen to where we were at 15, I think Pierce was the play. And Terry kind of just did not answer the question. So they really like Pierce. And one thing we know about our general manager, I said, if there's one weakness, he does kind of maybe lock on with a little tunnel vision. But again, Pierce, maybe a little more rough edges to be honed, but hey, this guy was an all SEC pass rusher. This guy gets after it. And again, Carl, you talked about you cannot coach that speed element. So if you're like me and you really wanted Mike Green, this guy's a faster, slightly taller, bigger Mike Green.
I still think Mike Green's a hell of a pass rusher. I just think all these teams who passed on him in the first round are looking at the value of taking him in the first round. And remember, and this is a part of this, by the way, first round picks get a fifth year, okay? The option of that fifth year, guys, is also a salary control element, but it is also, Mike, if I can get you in the second round for a lot less money and I don't have to guarantee that fifth year one way or the other, I think that played a role in this. But somebody's going to get a really good pass rusher. I do like the James Pierce move. I just didn't have him going this high, and that's what surprised me more than anything. That's why the argument from a lot of people who say, wait a minute, it's great, but couldn't we have gotten him early in the second round if you wanted to do this? Did you have to trade back in? We don't know. That's the part we don't know about.
Same thing we said last year about Rook Arororo. Now, we don't know what he is yet, but the same thing, and that's why, and again, because I did all my mock drafts and I had us going corner, you know, and all those corners went that all started last year, and I said, well, that doesn't make sense. Now, if Rook really pops and shows out this year combined with what we've got, then the risk was right. He was graded as a third rounder. They moved up early in the second round and basically made him one of the top 40 pieces in the draft. So, but now we'll see. And that's a risk. No risk it, no biscuit. But hopefully it'll pay off.
Yeah, look, if you look at the edge rushers, this is the thing that might trouble you. You might see James Pierce as the fifth or sixth best edge rusher that was listed in this class. That's again, doesn't mean that the Falcons didn't have full conviction, because obviously they did, to pick him and think that he's better than some of the guys that were listed in front of him. But you had Abdul Carter, hands down, right? He was the first guy. He goes off the board. You had the Mike Greens of the world. You had the Shamar Stewart. Shamar ends up going. Right. These are guys that were listed before him, and that's why some people might have reservations. Either way, I like the fact that we doubled down on this, and this is now we're going to be back in the pass rush business.
I really thought we might go for Malachi Starks when we came back in. That was my first initial thought, or maybe we're going to go corner. Again, we looked at it, guys. All the really good corners will be gone by the time we select. We don't select till the end of the third. That's the pick we got in the trade with the Rams.
Let's make another move, baby.
Or we just go make a move for Jalen Ramsey, but we'd have to clear some cap space to do that. And that might be just, 100 to 1 shot.
Mike, I think it's eaten. This is, again, me.
But we are LinkedIn. There's another article in the Miami blog, one of the Dolphin blogs, about us. We're one of the teams LinkedIn.
Okay. Now, you know I'm not a cap dude. I always say it's overrated.
They make room.
Where are we getting this money, bro?
Got to cut on you, Mata.
Okay.
That'd be in part.
Okay, because I'm saying, where are you going to get this money? Let's talk to Bill on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Bill, what's your enthusiasm level for what happened last night and where this Falcon team is now? Hey, man. Get him out of here.
Hey, you know what? That hesitation just cost you a phone call.
Get him out. That must be a Saints fan. Yeah. Saints, it has to be. The way he just, we picked Calvin Banks. I don't know about that. I'm not really sure. Yeah. Come on, Bill.
Yeah, you sound like one of the, you see, I got home last night, and I was like, watching Jeopardy. There's a nerd on. I was like, man, I thought it was like a bit. The guy's like, I'll take history for 200. I'm like, no freaking way. The guy was, I mean, he was literally dressed like he was in the second grade. I mean, you got to be kidding me with
this.
Come on,
Bill.
Come on, man. Get some passion, man.
Bill, we are here, man. We are right here. Today is Friday.
Yeah.
You ain't got nothing to do.
Well, I got nothing to do. Sitting in traffic for an hour and a half on the way home.
Let's talk to Yo. Yo, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yo, how you feeling? Hey, man.
Hey, actually, this is Wendy, your friend Wendy.
Hey,
hello, Wendy.
Wendy. Hi.
Hey, so last night I was in the car driving home, and the minutes were ticking down, and I said, if they don't take Jalen, I am done with the Falcons. Finished, never again. And it's counting down and counting down. And then I got so excited. I was screaming and yelling. And it was the happiest day I've had since I've been in Georgia. I couldn't believe it.
That's awesome.
It's a great day. Great day to be alive.
There you go. It is a great day. Thank you, Wendy, for calling us. We appreciate you listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show. Here's the deal, man. That's where we're at. We hope you feel good. Look, Camp Mike? I'm going to be on the defensive side of the ball. I'm going to be over there watching on the defensive fields, all right?
I can't wait. I mean, we will see iron sharpening iron. Now, guys, look, we've been bellyaching about this. It's been it's literally been the thing which everybody I know who sits in my section of 342 has begged for. You got a bulldog linebacker that can play off the ball, I think, and can be used all over the field. He's also got the ability, and he said his entire career, to match up against elite tackles, like the guys who went ahead of him in Texas, and he's going to be playing for the Saints. So this guy, I think, can play anywhere you want him, Carl. And again, Pierce with Leonard Floyd. Hopefully Leonard Floyd will give him a little bit of juice, some stuff to learn and take and hone his craft. But, I mean, guys, this is what we've always wanted. It's maybe not how we thought we were going to deliver it, but here we are. So let's roll.
Let's roll. We're coming back. Projections for tonight, what we want to see, what can happen, and where's he going to land? Because after last night, it was the biggest story of the draft. It's Dukes and Bell.